Today's Amud for Chazara is Yifamus Nadal Mabez. We're holding on Nadal Mabez, four lines from the top, Elam Rabbi Yaina. So says the Gemara, Elam Rabbi Yaina, what's the Makar that Hara is included in the Isser Bia? That even Tchilas Bia is Aser. So Elam Rabbi Yaina, Vitaim Ravuna, Breder Yeshua, Amar Krach, in the following Hekesh. The Pasuk says, after listing all the Arayas, it says, Kikol Asher Yeasa, Mikol Ateva, Sei Levenichus, Venefashas, Oisais, so Hukshu Kol Arayas, Kulon Lanida. So you can compare all the Arayas to each other. In our case, let's compare all of them to Nida. Ma Nida Bahara, by Nida the Torah specifies Lahedya, that the Isser Bia is even with Hara, with Tchilas Bia. So Afkol Bahara, so to by all Arayas, the Isser is going to be Bahara. It says the Gemara, before we mentioned on Amud Aleph, that it says by Eishes Ach, by the Erev of Eishes Ach, it mentions Nidahi. Now at first we wanted to learn from there that it's because to teach us that by Eishes Ach, there's an Isser already by Hara. Now that we're saying that we have a Hekesh Rabbi Yaina, so says the Gemara, Vel Nida Dekziva Gabi Eishes Ach Lamali. So why does the Torah say about Eishes Ach that Nidahi, that she's a Nida? So says the Gemara, look at Rabbi Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Remez Yivamim in the Torah Minayin. Where do we see a Remez in the Torah for Yivam? Says the Gemara, Minayin. What do you mean? Where do you see a Remez? Haksev Yivama Yavay Aleha. It says Lahedya. Ella Remez Yivama Shasur Bechayibayil Minayin. How do we know that Mrs. Reuven is Usher to Shimon as long as Reuven is alive? How do we know that while Reuven is alive, even if he divorces her, that she's Usher, that Mrs. Reuven is Usher to Shimon? Says the Gemara, Minayin. What do you mean? Hai Svarihi. It's a Svara. Midam Rachmano La'achar Misas Baila Sharia Michad Bechai Baila Asura. And the fact that the Torah says after Reuven dies, that now Shimon is Mutter to her, it must be that while Reuven was alive, she's Usher to him. So that's the Gemara. It's not necessarily a diak, because Vidil Malachar Misas Baila Mitzvah Mechai Baila Rishas. Maybe after Reuven dies, there's a mitzvah for him to marry her, and while Reuven's alive, there's no mitzvah. Just if he wants to, he could. Inami, even if we're going to accept what you said, that you do have a diak, that Malachar Misas Baila In Mechai Baila Loi, that he only has a heter to be with Mrs. Reuven if Mrs. Reuven dies, but not if Mrs. Reuven is alive. Okay, but what is that? It's a lav of a mechlal asay. That's only a lav that you're inferring from an asay, which has the taikif, it has the strength of an asay. But how do you know that it's mamish and erva, that there's a chiv kareis, and it's a lav and all that? So to that says the Gemara, Amar Krav, Yisha Sheikach Eishes Achiv Nidahi. It calls Eishes Ach a Nida. V'chei Eishes Achiv Nidahi. Every Eishes Ach is a Nida. Ela Kin Nida. We compare her to Nida, Ma Nida Afapi Sheish Lo Heter La'achar Mikan. B'shasi Surah Bekares. Just like by Nida, even though it's true later on she'll be Mutter, but Lamaisa, B'shasi Surah, she's an Isser Kares, even though the Isser goes away. But while the Isser is there, it's an Isser Kares. So Af Eishes Ach Nami Afapi Sheish Lo Heter La'achar Mikan. B'chei Even though it's true, she might be mutter later on, but until that happens, while Reuven is alive, so then she has a chi of kares. So says the Gemara, we mentioned also on Amud Aleph, when trying to find a makar for Hara, so the Gemara mentioned that by Achis Av and Achis Eim, the Torah uses a lashon of Hara. But now we're saying that Hara is learned out from the Akeshad Rabbi Yaina. So says the Gemara, El Hara, Diksiva Gabe Achis Av, Achis Eim, Lamali. Why do we need it? Why do we need the word Hara over there? It says the Gemara, look at the Ba'i Minei Ravina Me Rava, for that which Ravina asked Rava. He asked him, Ashayla Ma'ara Bezachar Ma'u. What's the lach of a person does Hara with a man? It says the Gemara, Bezachar, what do you mean with a man? Mishkeve Isha Ksiva. Of course that's going to be Aser. The Torah calls it Mishkeve Isha. So just like by an Isha, Hara is considered a Bias, so too with a Zachar. Ella, what Ravina asked Rava was, Hamara Bebehema Ma'u. Is that considered included in the Isser? So Amar Lei, so he said back to him that yeah, and im ena inyan lahara diksivigah be'achisav v'achisaim, because if the hara that it says be'achisav v'achisaim is not needed for that parasha, it doesn't need, we don't need it for achisav v'achisaim, the asim bekeisha midrab yoina, because we can learn out that hara is asr be'achisav v'achisaim from the hekesh drab yoina, so memela teneu le'inyan lahara de behema, so take that hara and put it somewhere else. Where by behema that the hara was a behema is asr. Ask the Gemara, Kasha, the Mechti, Behema Chayvi Mises Bezdeni. A Behema, to be with a Behema, Zachi Mises Bezdeni, is very chamer. So my time, Maksiv La Hara, Didoga Mechayvi Krisis, so fine, the Torah was looking for an Erva to put the Hara of a Behema by that Erva. Where did it find? Which Erva did it find? Achis Avan Achisim. That's a more kaliser. That's only a chi of kares. Lichta gabi misas bezdin. Why don't we put it by an erva that has misas bezdin, like eishes ish, imoy chamaisoy, put it by one of those arayas, and then learn it, and benelim misas bezdin, misas bezdin, and then we would learn out that hara is usher by a behema, which is misas bezdin, from an erva, which is misas bezdin. That would make a lot more sense. So says the Gemara that I did the kule krala drasha asi, so ksibe nami ha milsala drasha. Because since by achis av and achis aim, the psukim are extra, and the whole pasuk is really just there for a drasha, so it made sense to add in another word also for a drasha. Now says the Gemara, my drasha, what's the drasha that we learn from the parsha of achis av and achis aim? The tani we learned in the braisa. The pasuk says, ervas achis avicha leisigale by the iser of achis av. It says, ervas achis avicha leisigale. We learn from there, Bein min av, Bein min aim. It doesn't matter how she's your father or sister, whether it's a paternal sister, maternal sister, there's always going to be an Isser of Achis Av. Ask the Gemara, Ato Aimer, Bein min av, Bein min aim. You're saying that it's both, whether it's a maternal or paternal sister, Ayena el min av, Ulai min aim. Maybe it's Dafka if it's a paternal sister, not a maternal sister. So says the Gemara, that Vidinhu, that no, it's actually logical to say that it's both maternal and paternal sisters. Because Chayiv Kai b'Chayiv b'Achoisai, we have an Isra of your father's sister, and we have an Isra of your own sister. Ma'achoisai b'min ab b'min aim, afkan b'min ab b'min aim, just like with your own sister, it's any sister, so to be your father's sister, it's any sister. Says the Gemara, you could say as far the opposite, or Klach v'derech zu, Chayiv Kai b'Chayiv b'Doidasai, you're Chayiv for your father's sister, which is one type of aunt, and your chayiv for deidasai, which is another type of aunt, your father's brother's wife. Your father's brother's wife, that's the isra of deidasai. Now by deidasai, not deidasai mina av v'loy mina aim, we're going to see later that the isra of deidasai is only if it's your father's brother's wife, if the brother is a paternal brother, not a maternal brother. So afkam mina av v'loy mina aim, so to also over here by the isra of achis av, we're dealing dafka with paternal sisters and not maternal sisters. So okay, we have two possibilities in Sfara. So nira l'midayme, let's see which one it's more comparable to. On the one hand, you could say that done in Isra Abba Me'ilav, Isra Abba Me'ilav, learning out Achis Av from Achoisai, because they're both Isurim, that are Chal Me'ila, Va'al Techiach Deidasai, Shein Isura Abba Me'ilav, and don't learn it out from Deidasai, which is not an Isra that's Abba Me'ilav, because someone has to do something. Your aunt has to marry your uncle, and that's how the Isra is created. Or maybe you could say that it's actually more comparable to Deidasai, because done in Krevi Ha'av, you Krevi Ha'av, learning out Achis Av from Deidasai, which are both Krevi Ha'av, Va'al Techiach Achoisai, Shein Krevi Atzmai, and don't learn it out from Achoisai, which is a totally different type of Erva, it's an Erva because of you. It's also relative of you. So Tamu Leimar, so in Svara we have no way to prove which way to go. So that's why Tamu Leimar, we have the extra pasuk, Ervas Achis Avich Leisigale, which teaches us that no matter how she's your Achis Av, Bimin Av, Bimin Av. And then also by Achis Im, we have an extra pasuk, Ervas Achis Imcha Leisigale. We also dash in from there, Bimin Av, and Bemina Aim. Any sort of sister, any sort of mother, sister, is always going to be Aser. Now ask the Gemara that Lamali Lamechtava Bachis Av, Lamali Lamechtava Bachis Aim. Why does the Torah have to teach us this broader definition of sister, both by an Achis Av and an Achis Aim? Learn that one from the other. Says the Gemara, because you can't. Ami Riavayu Tzrichi. Dikas Rachmana Bachis Av, Shkin Yeshel Chayis. I would say it's Dafka by a father's sister, because a father is more as the Iker Mishpacha of Achis Aim Eim Eloi. Vikas Rachmana Bachis Aim, and if the Torah would have just said it by Achis Aim, I would say Shekin Vados, because your mother is for sure your mother. But by a father, where it's only a rife, so maybe then we'd be more mako. That's why it's Sricha. So that's why the Torah needed to say it by both. Now we mentioned in passing before that Deidasa Depshitali Latana Domina Avli Mina Eiminale. We mentioned that at Isra of Deidasa, you have your father's brother's wife, it's only if it's your father's maternal, if it's your father's paternal brother. But not if it's his maternal brother, his brother Mina Eim. Says the Gemara, how do we know that? What's the Makar? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava Asya Doidei Doidei. We learn it out, Xerah Shabbat Doidei Doidei. Xiv Hacha Ervas Doidei Gila, by the parish of Arias. Uxiv Hasim, and it says by the parish of Eved Ivri, Ay Doidei, Ay Ben Doidei Yigalenu, that if the person sells himself, so his uncle or his cousin should come and redeem him. Ma lahalam min av le min aim, afkam min av le min aim. So just like over there by Eved Ivri, the Torah is specifically talking about a paternal brother. So to over here, we're dafka talking about a paternal brother's wife. That says the Gemara of Ahasa Minolan, and how do you know by Eved Ivri that we're talking specifically about a paternal brother? Amar Krami Mishpach de Yigalenu. Because it mentions Mishpacha, Mishpachas Av Kuri Mishpacha, Mishpachas Aim, Ina Kuri Mishpacha. So obviously we're talking about a paternal brother and not a maternal brother.